We're about at the halfway point of the season of Lent. And Lent is, of course, a great time where we pick different things to give up and to do in order to diminish our attachment to worldly things and reattach ourselves even more closely to Christ in anticipation of his crucifixion and, of course, ultimately his resurrection. And I think one of the hidden meanings of Lent, one that might not be as obvious to us, is the fact that we often fail in our resolutions, or we often do badly, or sometimes even if we succeed at a great cost of like, oh, I can't believe I'm still giving this up after 3 weeks. And Lent is there to teach us that we're not strong. Remember at the first day of Lent, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. That we always have to remember that we're dust. It's God who builds us up. It's God who gives us strength. It's God who gives us dignity. On our own, we're nothing. We're dust. But with him, we can be called sons and daughters of God. We can live in the life of the Most Holy Trinity, but only because of him, not because of us. And so today we hear the Pharisee is like the person who hasn't messed up their Lenten resolution yet. He looks at everyone else and says, yes, I'm better than everyone else. Well, first of all, if that's true, if you have been good so far, maybe you didn't give up something strong enough that really put you to the test. The second of all, to realize if you are succeeding in your spiritual life, that's God's work and that's not yours. And the devil can get in there at the end, and the last sin we can all commit is the sin of pride, and it's the most dangerous of all sins. But from the beginning of our lives to the end of our lives, at every moment, we make the publican, the tax collector's prayer our own. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. If I walk into a church and I genuflect, I don't know what to say, I usually just say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Because it's always a good prayer. And we can never get beyond the fact that we are dust, we're sinners, and it's up to God to raise us to the heights that he wants to take us, not our own strength, not our own efforts. So today, recommit yourself to serving the Lord. Yes, commit yourself to your Lenten penances, your offerings, your prayers. Recommit yourself to them, but realize it's God who does the work in us. It's not us. And at the end of the day, if we have one thing to say to the Lord, it's have mercy on me, a sinner.